Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, before we get back to the phones, we got ticket text talking about the Pistons, the disrespect, nobody picking them, nobody giving them any awards, no recognition for the turnaround. Do you embrace it? Do you resent it? And why does it happen? Ticket texter says, I really like this new era of Pistons basketball, but I agree they're not quite ready to win against a veteran team like the Knicks. I do believe they can win a couple games and get invaluable playoff experience for their young core. As a Detroiter, I'm used to having to prove it first on every level. Even Stoney said Knicks in five.
Stoney thinking.
Ye have so little faith. Mr. Restore the Floor.
Only gets one win?
Five, a token gentleman sweep? Come on.
Is one of them even at home?
I don't know. I try to watch NBA games. I last 5 minutes. Guys throwing up threes to get the rebound, another rebound. Boring. Stephen Monroe.
Not going to disagree, except that's not really how the Pistons play.
It's about TV ratings and entertainment with scoring. Unfortunately, Kat and Brunson will flop their way to beating the Pistons because the Knicks make the NBA money. Nobody picked the 0-4 Pistons against the Lakers either. All the experts were wrong, like always. Beat them, shut them up.
Yep. Go out there and play.
Pistons have built championships off the disrespect. Screw the NBA. They want no part of the Pistons. That's what makes it fun for us. And the texter says, Beef Stew could break Cat. He's got to be one of the softest players of all time for a guy with his talent level. That's a fun storyline.
It'll be fun to watch. We'll get a chance to see it.
Theo in Detroit, you're on 97.1.
How you doing, fellas?
What's good. Up?
Good. Good. I want to start off by saying the reason why I think the Pistons are being disrespected, it started back when the Pistons with Isaiah Thomas was going against the NBA darlings, which was Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, and Jordan. They did not want us breaking up their party, and we ended two eras, the Celtics and the Lakers, and we held up Jordan for 3 years, and the NBA just hated on us ever since.
One of my favorite stats is for how great Jordan is. You can debate if he's the greatest player of all time or two or three or whatever. People have spent hours on sports radio with that. Isaiah Thomas has a winning record against Michael Jordan straight up.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that never gets brought up.
No, it doesn't get brought up.
It's not part of the narrative.
No, because it doesn't fit, like you said, the royalty of the NBA. What's these pesky Pistons?
Man, they're just always, we're always in the way. We're always stopping a three-peat. We're always stopping someone else's dominance. We're always getting in the way. So yeah, that's part of, I think...
Well, then it's time to go out and do it again because it has been a very long time.
Let's get to Sheldon in Highland Park. Sheldon, good morning.
Good morning. Conspiracy theory alert.
Oh,
I'm thinking the reason why we are not getting the respect that we should is an inside job with Joe Dumars. And happily, I hope he goes to New Orleans. He's the head of player operations in the NBA. And I just think, and this super conspiracy theory, the reason why Cade not getting these free throws and we not getting respect from the referees and the coach and the players are playing hard to get the respect is because this is an entertainment league And I just think Joe Dumars got it in for the Pistons on how he left. Because if you can see the alley-oops and the dunks and the way that we play different than the other NBA, this is a team the NBA can really make some money from and market. And with Kay Cunningham and Ivy coming back, I just think we are doomed against the Knicks, but we're going to be back next year and see Kay going to the free throw line next year when Joe Dumars is out of the head of the NBA operations.
Is it official? I think he already is gone. I think he's going to be in New Orleans. I'm not sure if that's 100% official.
No, it's official.
Is it? Okay. Well, then,
if that's official, then watch how Kay goes to the free throw line and watch how things change. This is just my conspiracy theory. I've been thinking this ever since I found out Joe Dumars was in the front office.
I think it's a very convenient timeline.
We also weren't good for many of those years. Yeah, I'm not sure how much damage Joe could be doing
from behind the scenes.
I mean, Monty Williams had that part taken care of. But according to his logic, it shouldn't be an issue now.
No longer has hands in the NBA from the NBA side. Now he's back in the team side. So yeah, the Pistons will flourish.
Green light, go beat the Knicks. Texter says when Beef Stew or Holland starts jawing at Spike Lee, Detroit's going to get all the way on board.
It would be really nice to beat the Knicks and Spike Lee.
Stoney spending too much time with Rico. LOL. Detroit versus everybody. The national media loves to dog us. Let's earn those flowers this postseason.
That's really what it always comes down to, is you've got to earn it. And for the last 15 years, they haven't earned it. Now they have an opportunity to go out there and take a little respect, demand some respect. But until you do it, until you go into New York and get a win, until you win a series, you're always going to be that team that's just on the outside looking in.
I think the Pistons have been treated fairly this year with the whistle, actually. Like, I don't think there's anything going on there. Cade, to an extent, has to earn his stripes a little bit. That's the way it works in this league.
And he slowly is.
Yeah, I don't think it has anything to do with Joe Dumars. By the way, Stoney was in here wearing a Ronnie Lott jersey yesterday.
Was he really?
Yeah.
What's the backstory there? Am I missing something?
Had to make friends.
The Rico effect.
Yeah.
Oh,
Had to make friends. Yeah.
Over my head. Ticket Texter says, respectfully, Jim, you sound like a Michigan football fan before the last few years. Nobody cares what you did the last century. The Pistons want respect. They know what to do. The Lions are proof. Winning will get you it. The Pistons have been abysmal for over the decade. I'm not telling you the league should have respected the Pistons 3 and 4 years ago. I'm not telling you they should have respected the Pistons 8 and 10 years ago. I'm saying right now they deserve more respect than they're getting. And I don't think they should be burdened by, well, the team sucked 5 years ago or even a year ago.
Well, yeah, but you got to prove that you can actually do it. And so they proved that they could do it for a year. And it's not like they were a 60-win team. This is a 44-win team. And it's 30 more than last year. So, yeah, there does need some respect that has been earned. Going from 14 to 44, that's a big freaking deal, and it's actually historic. You're talking about what, top six?
Yeah, only six teams have had a 30-win turnaround or better.
But now this is when the money's made. This is when the respect is earned. It's in the playoffs.
But am I wrong to say that this should be a hell of a series, that I think the Pistons will win this series? Nobody from ESPN picked the Pistons to win. Not one person. And a lot of it was five, Knicks in five. This will be quick. This will be easy. I don't see that. I see the Knicks as an inflated team, the worst of any team with home court, team the Pistons have handled. The Pistons have the best player in the series, and I think that's a separate debate that people nationally may fight, but I think the Pistons have the best player in the series, and it doesn't feel like that's how this is being discussed.
Well, so, I mean, they do have a better overall record than the Pistons, which is why they have home court.
Sure.
I mean, they won seven more games.
I'm not mad if someone picks the Knicks, but that nobody sees the Pistons winning this series, that feels extreme to me. This isn't a 1 versus 8. This isn't like a laughable David Goliath mismatch.
Well, I mean, the players, they don't care. And if they're going to look at it and be offended by 10 people pick the series and none of them pick the Pistons, that's very sensitive.
Okay. Parker in Birmingham. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Appreciate you banging the drum for the Pistons. It's definitely great to have you two. continue to emphasize this team, the success that they've put through this year, and it is an amazing turnaround. I mean, gosh, I remember 3 years ago when we were just scraping to get wins, and it was tough. But here we are now, and I wanted to call in this morning because I heard that ticket texter saying the Knicks are going to take care of us. And I'm with you. I don't understand this sentiment around why the Knicks are such a better team. We have the better player. We have the better coach. We have the better culture. And I think we're trending in a better direction than the Knicks are right now.
Pistons have the number three defense since the new year. Like, think about that. The number three defense in the league since the new year. That's a huge factor in this series. I mean, it leads to turnovers. It leads to transition. The Pistons did that in the three wins against the Knicks this season. They turned them over. They ran in transition, and they dunked on them.
Right, and look at what the Pistons have done over the years, right? They started with the centerpiece in Cade Cunningham, and they said, all right, let's methodically build around this individual. Whereas the Knicks, it just seems like they've picked and patched all-star players together to try to make a good team. And we've seen that outside of the Warriors with Kevin Durant. It doesn't work. So I got Pistons in six. I think we're going to win this one at home. I know the boys can do it, and I'm really excited to see Pistons basketball back on national television. Have a great rest of your day, guys. Thanks
Parker.
I think this thing actually is going to come down to Karl Anthony Towns and which one shows up. I mean, it was puzzling when they traded him out of Minnesota last year.
Yes.
Because that team
was
made
close.
The conference finals and lost to Dallas.
And now where are they?
Right. You know, and the Julius Randle thing and all that. And I just think that's been the story of the Knicks all year, too. I think to a large degree is if he decides to play and show off, if he plays playoff basketball like he did last year, it's going to be hard to beat them.
Well, specifically because as quality a defender as Isaiah Stewart is, it's a lot of at-the-rim defense. And Jalen Duren specifically sometimes gets lost in those pick-and-pop coverages. If Karl Anthony Towns is hitting, that's a problem for this team.
Right. So then if Beef Stew and Holland try to irritate him to a degree and he performs, that's going to be not good at all.
Or you rattle him because he's a guy you can get under his skin.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're right to highlight
that. Because
he
has playoff experience, he might be able to flip that switch mentally. You know, the NBA mail-in of the regular season, sometimes these guys do. And now it's playoff time. This is why I was brought here.
Good conversation on the Pistons. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow we'll get a little deeper into the X Factor series and picks and how many games. And
get your picks ready. How many games are they going to win in? All these questions are going to be asked tomorrow.
Get into it. 8:35 today. Dear John, we moved it around because we have Brad Holmes at 9:02 live from the podium. We'll get all the questions that we can get in as he details, I'm sure, a very thorough breakdown of their draft board and what they're going to do.
Uh-huh.
Right, yeah. We'll listen. We'll glean what we can. That's at 9:02. Coming up next, mention the Tigers. They've lost a couple in a row here. A sheet of paper left over from a previous show. You want to know how bad Riley Green is? Tell you who they're comparing him to. It's 97.1.
Hey, it's Heather. Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 per month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store in Detroit today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
To bring it closing in on a 40-goal season, John. That's the response I expected.
A little too late. Yeah, I would much rather have more wins than an individual with goals. But
don't you love this? They're eliminated, but they've won three straight now. Final game of the season tonight against Toronto. Tom, is it you that pointed out if they had won the Canadiens game, they would still be alive right now?
Yeah, they would need to win tonight. The Canadian season would be done, and then they'd need Columbus to lose to the Islanders. Oh, nice to see Larkin get his 30th last night when it didn't matter. DeBrincat going to get 40 tonight, get two goals?
It could.
When it doesn't matter.
Raymond up to 80 points. Nice little benchmarks.
All the
Kasper's
little
one away from 20.
All the little things that people can circle and say these guys are stars.
They're going in the right direction, Tom.
I mean, it's an interesting summer.
It will be. I mentioned there's a sheet of paper left over from a previous show. You guys have helped solve this mystery. It was left by Stoney and Rico. On one line, we have Riley Green's stats, and we know he's struggling right now. He had a couple more strikeouts yesterday. He's up to 30. It leads the American League, even more than Devers, who started in the tank. What got me was who they were comparing him to. So Rico was writing this out. And he put Javi Baez on the other line. Never a good sign when you're being compared to Javi Baez. But the comparison's not kind to Riley because Javi's not striking out this season. Not like he used to.
No.
Nine strikeouts to Riley's 30.
But it's probably not fair to compare Riley Green to... Yeah. Thank you.
Fair. What are your thoughts on the Tigers after a couple losses here? Is this them coming back down to earth? Don't overreact. What?
I'm not going to overreact. I think there is some of the guys are coming back down to earth, but if they're going to do that, then we need to anticipate that Riley Green, as we just mentioned, is going to come back to his standard of play. This is way below. And everybody right now is asking the question, what is wrong? I mean, I don't know what the right answer is to that question with Riley Green. It feels like he is guessing at every pitch that comes, and he's guessing wrong.
I think we played AJ in one of the updates today talking about Riley and how everyone's trying to give him advice, and they've already rested him a day, bumped him down in the order. Probably need to quiet a little of the noise here because he's a better ball player than this.
Traditionally, he is.
Yeah.
Yes, throughout his, and again, young career, but yes, through what, 3 years, he's been much better than he has been at the start of this season. So I think he's going to find a way to fix it. He'll get his confidence back. It's just a tough way to start a season. On the flip side, I'm not concerned about the Tigers. I think they're going to be just fine. There's going to be periods, and hopefully it's only two games, where offensively they looked extremely challenged.
Right, one run the last two games.
Right, and that was a solo shot by Spencer Torkelson.
Which, hey,
we'll take it.
Keep it up. We need to see that from him. And now they got a 10-day stretch coming up, a 10-game stretch in 11 days at home,
mm-hmm.
where they're going to face Kansas City for four, San Diego for three, and Baltimore for three.
Bring it on.
Would you take 5-5?
Why do I have to take that? What's my other option?
Well, the reason you take 5-5 is if you're like, hey, Riley's in a slump and Dingler's not going to hit 400 all season, get through this stretch 500, stay atop the division.
No, I want to play it out and be better than 5-5 because I think they can be. Kansas City hasn't lit the world on fire. They're still part of what everybody says is a bad division.
Mm-hmm. San Diego very good though.
San Diego very good. Sure, that's a chance, a measuring stick. So they've had a couple of those, a measuring stick against the Dodgers, which they lost all three. Measuring stick against the Yankees, they won that series, and now another measuring stick against the San Diego Padres.
5-5. Let's say you would be taking two from the Royals. You take one against the Padres, but take two from Baltimore.
That gets you to your five. Yeah. I'll take three against Kansas City.
Okay.
Well, I would take the deal because I think the way they're playing right now, that they're vulnerable.
They are.
And if they don't shake this a little bit here, it's going to be a huge problem against the Padres, and I even think the Orioles.
Yeah, because if they were to go 4-6 or 3-7 in this stretch, season's not over, but it would shake the confidence of the start.
Like if they're in this stalemate right now, they can't really find their way out of it, A real possibility of going two or losing two out of three to San Diego and Baltimore is a very big reality, which means you need to win three out of four against the Royals. I don't know. I just have a lot of respect for Padres and Orioles lineup.
I do too. There's no question about it, but it's the Tigers pitching against them. And it's going to be, how many times do we see Montero in the coming, month or so?
Did they make a corresponding move? Is he staying for the interim here?
No, Maeda is still here.
You
said Montero. Oh,
I did say Montero. I will point out, since you guys hopped on the 90-win bus, team's 0-1.
Oh.
Let's get to Heather with the news.
Where are your wings at?
Michigan students who are pursuing higher education have the chance to win up to $50,000 for their education expenses through something called the Ticket to Tuition Giveaway.
Oh.
So the giveaway was launched on April 16th, and it will give 10 students the chance to win $50,000 and 40 students the chance to win $10,000. And the cash prize will then be held in a Michigan Education Savings Program account for the students to then use for anything.
Education expenses.
Yeah, tuition, textbooks, room and board, things like that. So all students have to do to apply is to complete the free application for federal student aid. Go and do that. You do have to enter. Yep. You have to,
the FAFSA form.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Fill it out.
I say most people are doing that anyway.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
Lucy and Ruby, let's go.
Yep. Fill it out. You also must text cash to a specific number to enter this particular giveaway.
Oh, okay.
So there's more to it than just going online and filling out the form. You have to text the word cash to a number. You can go online and find all of that.
So read up on it. Make sure you give yourself a chance.
If you're going to do it anyway, make sure you're entered into this drawing. It's a random drawing. So you could be one of the lucky winners. A Detroit man has been arrested and charged in three separate sexual assaults dating from 1997 to 2004. And Wayne County prosecutor Kim Worthy says that the 51-year-old man was charged after these untested rape kits were finally tested. So listen to this. So the man is facing three counts of first-degree criminal sexual conduct, three counts of third-degree criminal sexual conduct. And the first case goes back to June of 1997. After that assault, the victim went to a hospital. A sexual assault kit was completed, taken to the Detroit Police Department, but it sat there, went untested for years. Second assault happened again in 1997 in September. This victim also went to the hospital, had a sexual assault exam and kit taken, was turned into the Detroit police. That was never sent out for testing. Sat there. The third incident took place in 2004. She made a police report and a sexual assault kit was taken, turned over to the department, and that was not sent out for testing.
How is that possible?
Yeah, what could possibly be the explanation for this?
In 2009, 11,000 untested rape kits were discovered inside the Detroit police warehouse.
Boys, come on.
Jeez.
And, girls, and you wonder why females don't want to come forward?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's going to happen?
Because nothing is happening.
Yeah.
And because these kits sit there and sit there. So
that's embarrassing.
It was only by 2022 that these rape kits were finally tested. So thankfully, because of that, this guy was eventually caught. But imagine if it could have been done back in 1997 after the very first one, which never should have happened, but at least could have prevented perhaps.
Yes.
Oh, gosh, it's awful. Oh, this is awful, too, for the trees. An invasion of beetles is coming, and it is definitely not good news for all those trees up north that have already been damaged by that big ice storm. So apparently experts are saying these bark beetles can be expected as the next big environmental and economic disaster to hit the woods up north.
Up north, yeah. I mean, there's whole forests that have no limbs on them. They're just toothpicks sticking out of the ground.
It is devastating when you see those photos from what happened to the ice storm.
I know the National Guard's still at work up there. Yeah. There's a lot of work to be done. And with the beetles, the possibility of that, as well as if they don't get everything cleaned up, I mean, the summer fire season could be very risky.
Heather, is your stuff good up there? I don't think we've asked you about
that. Oh, well, mine's all the way up. Okay. This is
below the bridge.
Yes, okay. Up in the UP. Yeah, no, I mean,
Traverse City, Petoskey.
Yeah. Yeah, so ours fine. So that Blue Origin, the all-female flight, it's been ripped online. Lots of criticism, and it's been questioned by those who wonder if that 11-minute flight was worth all the resources, right? Well, now there are some people who believe that the whole flight was faked.
Faked?
Yes.
You saw it launch, right?
I did, and so did these people. But first off, let's go from the beginning. Apparently at liftoff, these conspiracy theorists believe that it looked like low-grade CGI. So like that we were just watching a fake.
Oh, they were broadcasting a fake launch.
Then during the landing, apparently the audio on board didn't reflect the visuals. I didn't listen, so I don't know. I didn't hear any of that. I was obviously watching while we were on air, so I couldn't see anything.
Bluetooth.
But then the big kicker that people believe is at the recovery stage where they bring the women out of the capsule. There's people who saw that the door actually popped open before the rescue team even got there. And they believe that that is definitive proof that this mission was faked.
I don't know that it was faked. I don't necessarily buy into that, but could you open the door from the inside? And they spoiled what was supposed to be the dramatic.
Well, because Jeff Bezos comes with this tool, right? And has to like wrench open this door, only being able to open it from the outside. So it looked, but lo and behold, it had it popped open from the inside.
Yeah, have you seen the video of it popping open?
I did. Yeah. I watched all these people who believe that that's why it was faked. So there's all little videos. So it did. It definitely opened before. I didn't notice that when I was watching it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wasn't looking that closely, but apparently believe what you want. Yeah. Maybe it wasn't real.
Heather with the news. We look to John Jansen for life advice next. It's 97.1.
Hey, during the NBA play-in tournament, FanDuel is giving all new customers a shot at $250 in bonus bets. Join FanDuel today, and you're going to get started with $250 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. And you can bet on three-pointers, to steals, to assist. FanDuel has so many ways to bet your favorite player props. Plus, after the game tips off, you don't have to be done. In fact, you could just be getting started. You can combine live prop bets into same-game parlays for a chance to win big. Just visit FanDuel.com/971Detroit to get in on all the NBA play-in action. That's FanDuel.com/971Detroit. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager, only $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some great response to Dear John. We'll get some of your ticket texts in the mix. Top of the hour, Brad Holmes live from the podium speaking a week out from the NFL draft. John, a lot of people saying, shut your mouth. Don't tell your friend that his wife was hitting on you.
It's never really been my style.
Yeah, it says you absolutely keep your mouth shut on the last one. Let him find out on his own. Another one, never tell your buddy. If it's brought up, say you thought she was being friendly. Deny until you die.
Oh, I mean, if it's your really good friend that you've been friends with for a long time, I mean, I think that you want to approach it.
Yeah, I would want to know if the shoe was on the other foot, right? Wouldn't you want to know if your partner was flirting with other people?
Oh, heck yeah, yeah. You'd want to know.
Yeah, I mean, it might hurt more that it's your buddy, long-time buddy.
I know, which is why he wrote in, because it's a tough spot to be in. But the right thing to do is to tell your buddy, to be honest with them, and let the consequences be what they are.
So here's what I want to share about this and say about this.
Yeah.
My wife has told me that if I were to cheat on her,
oh boy,
do not tell her and admit it, because that is my cross to bear and not hers. There's no, I'm going to feel relief if I admit it to her that I cheated on her. Then she's just going to feel terrible. And that's her weight that she's going to have to bear.
Wow.
Interesting. It's a weird conversation to have on the front end, by the way. Hey.
Yeah.
If you ever. I understand the guilt. The guilt component of that. Some other ticket texters. What else we got here? It says, guys, we need more tradesmen. Come on, John, push people to the trades.
Well, I think I kind of was.
Yeah, I think you were. I think you struck the balance.
Yeah.
Says, you tell me a college kid has the finances to manage, John. They manage their finances through mom and dad. Not being able to move out at 18.
We'll get a job.
Well, right. Yeah, that's the thing. If you're not going to go to school, finances. You go make some money while you figure it out.
Yes, a lot of the things still mom and dad are helping pay for, but it's you're comprehending how much money it costs to live on your own.
You're
right?
Learning.
Whether it's money that you're making through a job or money that parents are still giving you.
Yeah, like, look.
You still have to make sure you're not, if parents say, here's your budget for the month, you got to make sure you budget that money and you're not blowing it all on parties and beer. I don't know.
They may help you. They're paying for your phone bill or something, or they're throwing you a little bit of money to help you get through stretches before you get your paycheck. Well, your first job might be tough to live on your own, even if you have roommates. But you learn.
Yes.
And that's what we were talking about. What else we got? 248-539-9797 says putting green for the summer. That could be a fun way to upgrade your backyard.
Yeah, I mean,
can you do that yourself?
I feel like that's a lot of work, right?
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to. Not everybody's. You can't just cut your grass short.
No, not at all. Not like that. You have to bring in like the fake turf.
You have to bring in
maybe.
The turf, yeah.
Tom, this ticket texter says, I can't believe a church would have an event featuring the Easter Bunny.
They typically have a Good Friday service, then they'll have something for kids on Saturday. Like they've done marshmallow drop from helicopters. They've done, you know, the bouncy houses, and the Easter Bunny's usually there.
That's ridiculous. Of course they're going to have that's silly.
Is there thought that like the Easter Bunny cheapens the religious connotation
of
Easter?
Come
on. It's a way for kids to get into Easter is the Easter Bunny.
All right. How do you guys feel? You hear him?
Vaguely.
Resurrected Easter costume. Where do you guys stand on the creasters, by the way? The people that just go to church on Easter and Christmas?
Hey, you do you.
Like, our church has to have an extra service this Sunday because
sure,
of
a lot of, yeah. I mean, there are a lot of people that just do Easter and Christmas. There are a lot of people that just go randomly throughout the year, but then they make sure they hit Easter and Christmas. So, I'm not going to tell anybody not to.
No.
Oh, yeah. It's just a question.
I'm sure there are certain religious people that look down on the creasers, as you put it.
Of course, much like that text. That's why I brought it up about the Easter Bunny, yeah.
On the Easter Bunny thing, there is I'm looking at it, a mall in the area that charges $39.99 for the standard package of photos, which you only get 4 wallet-size photos.
Awesome.
And 2 4x6s. You don't even get the digital downloads.
What do you do with
them? Right. To get the digital downloads.
Give them to
grandma to put in their wallet.
Put it on your fridge.
Please. Silly.
For $45, you get the digital downloads. For as much as $60, you get the A+ package, which is 2 5x7s, 4x6s, wallets, special edition with the Easter print, an extra 5x7, and
who is paying for that?
You get an exclusive third pose with the bunny, Heather.
Oh, third pose! Guess what? Where I went was free. I could have spent 5 minutes with the bunny. I had a conversation. We got suckers. I took all the pictures and videos in the world, and it was all free.
Do you get to choose the pose?
For the third pose?
Yeah, I mean.
Well, how do you want the bunny pose, John?
I don't know. Maybe. I could put Teddy in a 3-point stance going against the Easter Bunny.
Oh. Easter Bunny being the 4-point stance. He gets down on all
fours. He gets on all fours. Yeah. Defensive. It's goal line. Goal line. Here we go, Teddy. Easter egg. It's your football.
For $60. Let's hope you can.
Uh-huh.
Be called it, but that is kind of cool.
That would be badass.
You could call it the in the trenches pose.
That's right. There you go.
There it is.
Trademark.
We got Brad Holmes coming up after the update. It's 97.1.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.